This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Tim Wildman. Ed Battagliano is pulling a Willie Nelson today. He's on the road again, although that's mostly JJ when I use the word again. Ed's not on the road a whole lot. Good morning, JJ Jasper.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And Walker Wildman's going to sit in for the aforementioned Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. I cannot completely fill Ed's position because every week that the three of you are here, the original three professors, everyone gets so excited on Facebook. They say, the three are back, the three are back.
Right.
Well, Ed, I'm sure, did a super job last night. Had a little AFA rally in Kansas, and he was one of the speakers, and I know he knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you're sitting in for Ed. I'm sure you'll do fine.
Yeah, you'll do great, Walker.
Big shoes to fill, but no pressure.
No pressure.
All right, here's how we do this, folks. If you join us every week, you understand how we play. Before we do, let me just say we are live video streaming on Facebook. JJ's waving at everybody right now. Walker, why don't you wave at everybody? You go to Today's Issues Facebook page, and we are live video streaming there, and you can interact with the other listeners and have fun there. Also, YouTube. We're live streaming on YouTube, so YouTube. Today's Issues, we're live video streaming. It's Trivia Friday, Monday through Thursday, as I say. We tell you how the world's going to end, and then on Friday we act like it's not. So we're just going to have a little fun today, as we do on Fridays, and play some trivia, have some laughs, and have a good time. So here's how we do this. We're going to present three questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and or ask us a trivia question. We prefer that you ask, that you answer, and you ask. Okay, that's how we are going to play this game. And a couple of ground rules. One is, if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to get in on the program as possible. That's why we have that ground rule. And let's see, we have a mystery question, and if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, which means you will have won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which we are now holding up for all those who are watching. And we're holding up our Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirts, and you will win one of these.
These are the new and improved Learning University t-shirts. You can actually go to afastore.net, afastore.net. Right there on the front page, you can get one of these. Mother's Day right around the corner. What mother would not want a Learning University t-shirt?
I can't imagine.
To add to the flowers, and yes, then you taking right. her out to eat.
$15. $15. I mean, that's like a garage sale price, quite frankly. For a t-shirt with this quality, you can wear this all summer. You can wear it every day all summer. If you want to, out in the garden around
town.
Don't even
have to wash it, huh?
No, well, I'd encourage you to wash it, but because you lose friends and family that way. But anyway, just check that out. As JJ said, afastore.net, afastore.net. For $15, you can have yourself a Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt.
But somebody's going to win one, so that's going to be extra special. If you guess the mystery question, you have to land on the mystery question, and then you have to get it right.
Okay, Walker Wildman, why don't you get us started with your three questions?
All right. Have we given off the number yet?
Good point. Here's the phone number if you want to call in. I guess we're going to play without callers today, I thought. Here's the phone number. 888. You ought to be able to remember that. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to shoot us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Yes, sir.
Without the phone number, we're about to play the psychic hotline version of Trivia Friday. And I heard, and of course, we absolutely don't put any stock in that, but I did hear a cute story where a frog called into the psychic hotline.
Yeah.
And the hotline person said to the frog, "You're about to meet a beautiful young girl who's going to want to know everything about you." And the frog said, "Oh, man, tell me when and where." And they said, "Next semester, biology class."
Oh, man, that's bad. That's bad. All right, Walker, what you got?
All right, here we go. First question. What is the most widely eaten fish in the world? The most consumed fish in the world?
Good question.
Second question here. What was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal? The first breakfast cereal to be commercially manufactured and sold. The last question I have here is, what country saw the cultivation of the first potato? The year would have been 200 A.D. The first cultivation of potato, 200 A.D.
You mean who sort of started using the potato as food all the time? That basically the cultivation? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Which country?
Okay. And that has nothing to do with the Lay's company, does it?
No.
Or you're not going to say?
No, they were founded in about 300 A.D.
300 so A.D.
They were a little late to the game.
Okay.
Now Idaho is not a country, right? Help me with geography.
That would be
here.
Correct.
Right. All right.
What do you got, JJ?
Here's my three questions. Start out with an Old Testament question. How was Lot related to Abraham? Second question. Who served as President of the United States from 1933 to 1945? Who was President from 1933 to 1945? Third question, true or false? A monkey was once tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette in South Bend, Indiana.
A monkey?
Is that true or false?
Is that true or false?
A monkey was once tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette in South Bend, Indiana.
That was the first monkey trial.
True or false? Yeah, that's right.
If it happened at all. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, how many colors are there in a rainbow?
Good question.
Number two, and dentists and dental assistants are disqualified from this question. What are the four types of teeth? Well, maybe I shouldn't disqualify dentists.
Yeah,
and dental assistants.
You start using
if
racial
I do that,
profiling.
And then we have Sheraton, and we want them to send us a donation,
that's
and
right.
I've disqualified them from trivia.
That's right.
They might hold that against me.
That's profiling, pure and simple.
So, profiling. What are the four types of teeth? I want to know the answer to that question.
Missing, that's one category. Loose, there's another one.
All right, for you baby boomers, we may have asked this question in years gone by, but I'm going to bring it up again. What was John Wayne's real name?
Well, I'll tell you, Waha. That's a pretty good question, Pilgrim.
Well, everybody was a pilgrim, wasn't they, to him?
I think they were. And he was a very popular guy around Thanksgiving.
All right, let's go to the phones. Are you going to do the phones today, Walker?
I sure will.
All right, let's get started.
All right, we're going to go to Oklahoma. Caller from last week left over. Judy from Oklahoma. Judy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hi, Judy. Sorry we didn't get to you last week. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which question you want to answer?
Okay, I'll take number two. The first man who invented cereal was
Let Walker ask this question again.
Yeah, this is the question is, what was the first? So what was the kind of a cereal first manufactured, commercially manufactured? Judy.
Kellogg's granola.
Yes, that's correct. Well done.
All right.
Well done.
Kellogg's granola.
Yeah, I have shredded wheat, which is the type of granola.
Tell us the story there, Judy. You know the story there?
Yeah, I happen to be an Adventist, so that's a part of their early history. And so, yeah.
Oh, good.
You mean of the Seventh-day Adventist Church?
Yes.
And what's the connection there?
The founder, Ellen White, had a close relationship with John and Harvey Kellogg, and they had a ailing mother, and so he was taking care of his mother, and he wanted something quick and easy that he could make for her in the mornings, and so he came up with that idea.
You know, I saw a special on this. I think it was on this, and it was a discovery. I don't know if it's Kellogg or somebody made. In other words, it was something that they discovered while trying to do something, where they baked these. You know what? I'm going to stop right there because I'm struggling already.
Hey,
and I got nowhere to go with this. I'm just telling you, I saw a TV special on this.
I did see where John Kellogg, the ones that we're real familiar with, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, they started introducing those first at a mental institution. It was an asylum, and they were trying to feed the folks there, and he had come up with this thing, and It was so popular, and it worked so well, they started putting it in the stores and doing
you
it
just
retail.
Make that one up?
No, that's legit.
Okay,
that
that's
is legit.
All right, Judy, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Okay. My husband told me to ask you what Haman's 10 eunuchs were named. Haman's 10 sons. Well, or the seven eunuchs. And I'm like, those words are so hard to pronounce. I'm going to just go with an easy one. And so I'm going to ask you, what was the name of the man who told the king about Haman's gallows that were in his yard?
Oh, that is a great Bible story. Let's see. Guys, I'm just going to throw something. Was it Mordecai? Let's throw that out.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
How about Mordecai, Judy?
False. It was the eunuch named Harbona.
Harbona. One of Groucho Marx's kinfolks, I believe.
Harbona? The eunuch?
Yes.
He did what now?
He told the king that Haman had constructed a big tall gallows in his yard, and then the king said, "Well, then take him away and hang him on it."
And his and his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Judy, that's an interesting Bible. That's kind of like that. What you do will come back on you, and you reap what you sow.
It's a bad day too.
Yeah.
Bad day.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. So, did they have to go around during that time? And always introduce themselves as so and so the eunuch, or is that just everybody new in town? That,
I don't know. I think
they didn't talk about it.
No, it's a specialty license plate.
Oh, they had what it was
tag of the chariot, so people kind of had
on the front.
So and so
they knew what
they. So and so the eunuch.
That's right.
The eunuch. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we're gonna go to Arkansas and talk to Sarah. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, Sarah. We're doing great. And you called last week but couldn't get on, so we bumped you to the front of the line.
Yes, you did. I'm so glad. I have a couple of boys here with me. They're listening. We will also listen to the recorded version so that we can be a part of this together.
Wonderful.
Amen. Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, listen, Sarah, you ask, answer, or both?
We'll do both.
Okay, which one you want to take a guess at?
Well, it is a guess, even though we know the answer to one of them for sure. We're going to guess that the fish that is most eaten in the United States is...
All right, here's the question.
Yeah.
Here's the question, Sarah. What is the most widely eaten fish in the world?
Oh, in the world. So we didn't quite hear that yet because we were shifting to the phone and we just assumed
the United States. You can go ahead and give it a guess if you think...
Or go with the one that you say you know.
Well, the other one that we know is Lot is a nephew to Abraham.
Well, here's that question. How was Lot related to Abraham?
And is that correct? Is she correct?
And your answer, Sarah?
Lot is the nephew.
That's right.
Nephew.
You're well correct. Done, Sarah.
Well done. Nicely good answer done. To that Bible trivia
Nicely
question.
Nicely done.
Wonderful.
All right.
Well, Sarah, all right, fire away. Try to stump us.
Okay, this is a follow-up question to last week's show. What substance can be collected from the ceiling of caves and is used like an acid and is, in fact, an ingredient in Tums, and who collected those ingredients from cave ceilings?
That's a long – you used a pretty long run-on sentence there.
Can I have a repeat
Sarah,
of the
yeah,
question?
You're going to have to repeat it for us, Sarah.
Faulkner would have been proud.
Too.
You're what?
Hey, yeah. A run-on sentence, and I'm a teacher, too.
Look, Faulkner says it's okay.
Yeah, but go ahead. Repeat it one more time.
What substance can be collected from the ceiling of caves and is used like an antacid? That ingredient is also found in Tums. Who collected those ingredients from caves?
All right, I'm just envisioning these spelunkers. Is that what they call them?
That's good. That's really good.
They go into the cave. I've only used that word twice in my life.
And that was the second time, wasn't it?
So I'm envisioning these spelunkers who've had a bad hot dog for lunch, and they go into the cave, and they shine their light up there, and they go, you know, I think if we go up there and get that stuff off the ceiling, that might relieve our indigestion. What do you boys think? You think that happened somewhere? Long
had to have.
World history?
Had to have.
Oh, my
Good
word.
Night.
Too
what,
funny.
What, I don't see the – Sarah, we
– Yeah,
we, yeah we're
we don't know. What's the answer?
Okay, it's calcium carbonate, and it was the Native Americans. And to follow up again with last week, the Native Americans are also the ones that use the willow tree's bark as an aspirin. A little caution,
Oh, okay,
though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
A little caution, though, the Sakalili, I think, I don't even know if I can say this right, I'm a teacher. Salicylic acid that is found in the bark and the leaves of the willow can cause stomach bleeding. But as long as you use it in a natural, unconcentrated form, it is supposed to be perfectly safe.
That's why you don't want to take too many aspirin right there.
Yeah,
because
sure,
it'll cause your stomach
sure.
to bleed.
Seriously.
That's what they say. Yeah, I'm serious. That's why, you know, some people take an aspirin a day for their heart. Some doctors say that's good, and other people say no, you don't want to do that. So we're not going to make a judgment call right here because we only play doctors on TV.
That's why I was a little cautioned, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, sir, you have
thank
a great
you,
day
Sarah.
Thanks for calling from
hey,
Arkansas.
Thank y'all, we appreciate it.
All right, God bless you. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Walker and JJ. Professor Ed is off today, so he will be back next Friday. We're taking your phone calls, and here's the number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840.
I got to revisit what you just said about them finding that on the cave, because you hear of these things, and they say this cure from this modern medicine came from, you know, what something very, very random. And you think, how much time did a person have to have on their hands? And how much stumbling around did they have to do to find if you licked a toad or if you did this or that, you know, it helped with your arthritis? That's so bizarre to me. It's amazing how they come
up
with
this stuff. Well, in this case, it was Indians. It was Native Americans,
and
they had a lot of time, downtime, when they weren't warring against each other, you know. And so they did some cave exploring.
Right. And came
up with things they could use inside. So.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of good natural remedies for things.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go back to Arkansas and talk to Sam. So, Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Sam, you're on Trivia Friday.
Yay.
Sam, you there?
Yes.
Okay, brother. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Are you excited to be on the show, Sam?
Yes.
All right, brother.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, which one do you want to answer?
Well, the last caller actually took my questions, and I don't really remember everyone else's.
That's not right, but it happened. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I guess I'll try the monkey smoking the cigarette.
All right, Sam, it's true or false. Here's the question. A monkey was once tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette in South Bend, Indiana. Is that true or false?
I'm gonna guess true.
Sam, it is 100% true.
True.
Yeah.
No
Sam.
Way.
Yeah.
You know, that was the beginning of the end for Curious George.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah, here's
they didn't make any more books. They didn't make any more books about him after that.
Here's the deal. Now, this didn't happen in the Ninth Circus Court in San Francisco, where you'd expect something like that to happen, but we're talking about Indiana, folks, where they apparently are serious about secondhand smoke, firsthand smoke, and monkeys who smoke.
Hey, so that monkey went to dipping, did he?
It happened in 1924.
Yeah.
The monkey was fined $25 and court cost. I don't know how the monkey comes up with any money. Does he have a wallet? Has he got a debit card? I don't know all the backstory.
That's
but
great.
They fined the monkey $25 and and court cost.
Law and order. Yeah. Well, law and order. Got to keep everybody in line.
That's some monkey business
right
there.
He probably just took a loan.
Well, here's the deal. He's not the only one who got in trouble. A little later on, there in South Bend, Indiana, the monkey's uncle got in so much trouble, we still use that slur today.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, you have a question for us?
Yes.
All right. Fire away.
What is the difference? What's the difference between an octopus and a squid?
The difference between an octopus, it's attitude, Sam. Attitude about life that separates the two.
You got a roll. This morning,
an octopus
my friend.
And a squid, you say? What's the difference?
Handshake.
An octopus has
eight tentacles.
Is it legs? They got legs or
arms? I think tentacles. I think Walker's right.
Sam,
they have eight.
Octopuses have eight arms.
Right.
And a squid,
what did you tell us?
Squid is smaller and tastes better. What's that deal that's squid? It's delicious. It's got a word for it.
I don't know. I would call it delicious. But
no, it is really
it's
good.
Called.
It's not origami.
They don't call it squid or octopus
that's
when
right.
they serve it to you. They call it You're something. Calamari.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
They call it something you won't know what it is until you eat it and ask.
I knew it wasn't origami.
And
that's
ask,
when you make
you
those
know.
Little birds out of paper. Yeah, that's it.
We get it right, Sam?
Wait. I think we're going to say it's got less arms and it's smaller.
Yeah.
Sam, what about it?
Which has less arms and smaller?
The squid.
The squid.
Squid is smaller and has less tentacles.
That is false.
Mm. What's
the difference between an octopus and a squid? Y'all give up?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
An octopus has eight arms, and a squid has eight arms and two tentacles.
Okay.
What's the difference between an arm and a tentacle?
An arm has suction cups all on the bottom of it, when a tentacle only has it at the end of them.
Okay. Hey, right. We learned a lot, and that's why we have this show.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Thanks, Sam.
I must have missed that day in biology class, 7th grade biology class.
Yeah.
Because that's a good trivia question.
That
right
is
there.
A great trivia question.
Hey, when we get back, we got some callers. We got Todd in North Carolina, Devin in Texas, Chris in Georgia, Lori in Kansas, and Tom in Texas.
And this is good to know when you go out to eat this weekend, because if you order what is it?
Calamari.
If you order that, make sure that your person is cooking the right thing.
Yeah.
You can say, now let's talk about these.
Right. Squid and octopus.
Make sure we get those two arms in there.
Yeah. We want those extra arms to be our appetizer.
Fry them up.
All right. We're going to take a break right here. We shall return in just a couple of minutes with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Don't go anywhere.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Did you know George Washington, the father of our country, he loved being at home at Mount Vernon? In fact, he said he'd rather be at home at Mount Vernon than dining with all the princes and royalty of Europe. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to Mount Vernon on our spiritual heritage tour in September, and we'd love to have you join us for this very special time. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be with us as we go all over our nation's capital. We'll go to the Capitol, the Library of Congress, the World War II Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, all the places you want to see in our nation's capital. We'll see that, but we'll also go to Mount Vernon. Now, for all the information on this September tour, including a side trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, you can check it out at spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information on our September tours. And we'll see you then.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News. And one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. Senator Cory Booker came dangerously close to suggesting Mike Pompeo's Christian faith made him unsuitable to be Secretary of State.
Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view.
Mr. Pompeo on Capitol Hill at confirmation hearings, the questions he faced from Democrats were downright obscene.
Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
sex is a perversion?
Does the senator believe affirming gay sex is pertinent to the job of Secretary of State? Mr. Booker would have you believe Americans who ascribe to the biblical definition of marriage should not be allowed to bake cakes, sell wedding dresses, own flower shops, or become Secretary of State. That is disgraceful, and it's bigoted, and it's downright un-American. I'm Todd Starnes.
Question is that Johnny Weissmuller or is that Carol Burnett?
I was thinking at first it was the resting heart rate of somebody who had just found out they're going to get an audit. That's the first part of that. I thought, that's a resting heart rate. There's no doubt about it. Until I heard the signature yell.
Oh, man.
The Tarzan yell.
The Tarzan yell. That was Tarzan. The theme from Tarzan. This Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air here on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ. Professor Ed is not here today. He shall return a week from today. We shall at this time repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Well done.
Heretofore gone unanswered. Walker, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to repeat two questions still unanswered, and I'm going to add one. First question is this. What's the most widely eaten fish in the world? The most widely eaten fish in the world?
Dead fish. Oh, I didn't mean to give away the answer.
Thanks, JJ. Second question. What country saw the cultivation of the first potato? What country saw the cultivation of the first potato? Mm. Last question, a new one here. What scale of 0 to 14 is used to measure acidity? And I hope I pronounce this right. Alkalinity. Acidity and alkalinity, what scale is used to measure that?
I'm going to give you credit just for trying.
That's huh? really good. Yes.
Alkal who?
Alkalinity.
Capone? What'd you say? What'd you say? Al what?
Here, you can try
the
to pronounce
alkalide,
it.
The alkalide.
No, I think you got it. Alkalinity, if you do it phonetically right there. All right, what's the question related to that? That we'll repeat it again.
Yeah, the question is, what scale that goes from 0 to 14 is used to measure acidity and alkalinity?
Mm,
and that, okay. If you're a chemist or took chemistry class and paid attention, you'll know that one.
That's right. Here's what I've got. First question, who served as President of the United States from 1933 to 1945? Second question, a new one, I'll add this one. The water moccasin snake is also known as what? The water moccasin is also known as what? Third question, see if you were paying attention back during the Olympics. What is the capital of South Korea? What is the capital of South Korea?
Okay, here are my three questions for you baby boomers. What was the real name of John Wayne? What was his real name? That was his stage name or his film name, whatever you want to say. Number two, how many colors are there in a rainbow? Might surprise you. How many colors are there in a rainbow? And number three, what are the four types of teeth? What are the four types of teeth? Our phone number for Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. And I'll just tell you, we've got a backlog of phone calls. So if you get a busy signal, that's the reason for it. 888-589-8840. If you want to watch the show on Facebook, we're live video streaming on Facebook for Today's Issues and YouTube as well. Today's Issues live stream. You can check us out there. Shoot us an email. comments@afr.net. All right, Walker, back to the phones.
All right, we're going to talk to our good friend Todd in North Carolina. Todd, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always fun to talk to my favorite singing group, Dean and the Professors.
Well,
thank you, Todd.
We appreciate it. We try. Todd, which way you want to go today? I mean, which question you want to answer today?
Well, I'm going to give a shot to your question about teeth.
All right. What are the four types of teeth, Todd?
Okay. Let me see. There's cuspids.
Hold on.
Cuspids.
Okay. You're going to name the four. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Cuspids, bicuspids, molars, and incisors.
Man, we've gotten deep into dentistry here.
That sounded right there.
One of my best friends is a dentist. I should call him right now. That isn't the
use a lifeline.
That isn't the four. I got molars. What else did you say?
I said the bicuspids, cuspids, and incisors.
I think he's right.
Okay, here's what I'm just gonna tell you what I got, and we'll see if they matches up by another word. But what Todd's saying. I have molars, premolars, incisors, and canines. Todd, does that reconcile with what you got there?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Boy, it's bad when neither one of us know. We're gonna have to.
Somebody will call in a dental hygienist.
All right, we'll
or
see.
We'll see
if you're right or not. But I never heard of this.
Well, see, I've heard of Todd's, but I haven't heard of a couple of those.
I guess it's pronounced canines.
Canine. Yeah, teeth, you know, here's what incisors.
The old trustable internet. You know, they get everything right on the internet.
Yeah. Well, what did you find out? Did you type in what kind of?
Internet says.
Yeah.
That there are four types, of course: incisors, canines, premolars, and molars.
That's what I got.
Okay.
Down.
Oh, then you may be
Todd. We'll see.
We'll give you partial credit.
Todd. But fire away with your question for us.
All right. Well, I have a Bible math question for you. My question is, and I believe I can pretty well prove this. How old were Esau and Jacob when Abraham died?
How old were Esau and Jacob when Abraham died? That's the question.
Yes.
And I was reading this just the other day. I thought it was interesting that they both buried their dad, which is a good little family reconciliation move there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was just going to guess.
70.
Yeah, let's go with JJ. There were 70.
I'm just throwing out a number.
Okay. Actually, that's not correct. I believe they were 15 years old when Abraham died, and I'll explain why. Because Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born. Okay, Isaac was 60 whenever Esau and Jacob were born. So Abraham was 175 when he died, which means that Esau and Jacob were 15 when he passed away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking granddad. I was thinking the dad. But
yeah,
you're
I thought
right.
Maybe you dug up their birth certificates or something.
Well, because Isaac was 40 when he married. And so, yeah, that's some good math there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd, well, man, that's you're talking about a level 4 or 5 there on Bible
difficulty.
Mm-hmm. It's a good challenge to us, and great to come up with that. And you have a good one, Todd. Thanks for calling, my
Thanks,
friend. We'll
Todd.
Talk to you next month. That's Todd in North Carolina. We go to Lori in Kansas.
All right, Lori, you're on Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate you calling. Where you live in Kansas?
Derby.
Derby, Kansas.
Great.
All right. Well, you want to ask, answer,
Derby,
or both?
Yeah, first thing. Both. The first thing I want to say is how much I enjoyed the appreciation night last night you guys had in Wichita.
Oh, wonderful. Did Ed do a good job? Because we're missing him this morning.
Yes, he did a good job, and Brian, and Wesley.
Wesley, wonderful.
Jokes about that.
Yeah, Lori. Well, they were all glad to meet you and all the other folks who were able to be there in the Wichita area.
Wonderful.
It was a packed house.
Oh, yeah. Terrific. Yeah. Thanks for that good report, Lori. Hey, back to trivia. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The question about the potatoes.
All right. What country saw the cultivation of the first potato?
Was it Peru?
That is correct.
What?
Peru. I thought it was Ireland.
Yeah, I was thinking Ireland.
There are varying historians. No one can agree on whether there was some cultivation before that.
Countries have gone to war over that question, actually. But anyway.
But yes, most people say Peru.
Really?
Yeah.
Peru. All right. Mm-hmm. Peru and Ireland. They got into it.
Those potatoes.
Yeah. Back when was that? Back
in every time. 200 AD is what I have.
Yeah, but they figured, they got out there in the middle Atlantic. They just both said, it's not worth it for either one of us. We're going to go back home. No need in fighting about potatoes.
So they put their potato guns up.
And the people in Idaho were the final mediator, and they really brought a lot to bear. Helped out a lot.
Yeah. Potatoes are
that's in Peru.
Interesting.
Yeah,
in Peru.
Good question. Okay, Peru, and way to go, Lori. How'd you know that?
I looked it up.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Research.
She's a potatoologist.
That's right. Well, listen,
what's
your question for us?
Okay. In the movie Groundhog Day, I've been meaning to ask this question for a while. It's taken me a while to get in. In the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, what is the song that is playing on the alarm clock as Bill Murray wakes up each day?
Guys, I think.
Can you ask that question again, Lori?
Look,
again?
Yeah.
And again?
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm thinking, is it, but we're just talking among ourselves. It seems like it's I've Got You, Babe. The alarm clock goes off, and he's got.
I want to say it's a Frank Sinatra song.
I'm thinking you guys know more about this than I do.
Yeah, I've seen that movie three times, Groundhog Day. What is the song, Lori?
JJ got it. It's the Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
Oh,
I've Got You, Babe.
That's
well
good.
Done, JJ.
You got a good memory, JJ.
Well, not so much, but some things rattle around in there.
Yeah, Lori.
Lori, have a great weekend.
Some useless information.
That's right.
In between, banging around in there.
A lot of sawdust between my ears and a few thoughts. Thanks so much.
Yes, Lori, thanks for calling. I'm Tim with Walker and JJ, and we appreciate you calling. Back to the phones for more trivia callers.
All right, now we're going to go to Texas, talk to Tom. Tom, you're on Trivia Friday. Hey, Tom, are you there?
Maybe. I'm older. Maybe I can get an extension.
All right, go ahead.
Tom, you there?
Yes. You need to turn your radio down, Tom. We're hearing the delay.
Oh.
Tom, delay.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah, Tom, thanks for calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll try both.
Okay, is there something you wanted to say?
Well, this is Okie Finokie, Tom. But, you know, I called a while back and I escaped. I'm in the great Republic of Texas now.
Oh, I remember that. Good, yeah, Okie Finokie, Tom. I do remember that because we were talking about what, swamps or alligators, and you, something. What was the question?
Yeah, I slept near the swamp, but the good Lord spared me, and so I've been able to preach and teach the Word of God for well over half a century instead of dying back there in the swamp.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Hey, Tom, you want to answer or do both?
I think do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one concerning the acidity and the alkaline.
All right. Here's a question, and this is a good question. What scale of 0 to 14 is used to measure acidity and alkalinity?
Well, it's called the pH scale.
That's right. Well done, Tom. Good job. How'd you know that one?
Well, I guess I studied chemistry in school and so forth in college, so I knew that. Yeah.
Well done.
The pH scale. What does pH stand for?
Tom?
Well, it's
Paul Harvey or
no, not quite.
Puff the Magic Dragon or what does it stand for, Tom?
That's just what they call it. The first seven are neutral, and then it goes to either alkaline or acidic.
Is that similar to the little strip, Tom, that you get when you're checking the pool and you're checking your pH and the alkaline thing?
Yeah, there's a strip that can be used to check the
You have those little strips, and it's got those same things that you're talking about on there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Tom, what's your question for us?
Well, my question is essentially true or false, and it involves the last president, Barack Obama, who thankfully left office. And I've located him in the Scripture, in the Word of God. Is that true, or is it just an imagination?
Okay. Well, there's no way for us to know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom, so you're going to...
You go ahead and give us the answer.
All right.
Your answer.
In the Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 29, and it's very important, the setting here, because it involves the high place that Ahab built for his lovely wife Jezebel, where they had all of this sacrifice and, you know, offering their children. But the 29th verse says, "Then I said unto them, What is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day." Now, I used to joke around and say the translators accidentally left O off of it, but if you put a little O on there, hyphen, you have this exact place.
How do you spell that?
B-A-M-A-H is the high place. Bama, you put a little O on the front of it, and you have Obama.
Like Bama?
Obama.
I mean, Obama. Okay.
Hey, right. Tom. Yeah. Thank you, and you have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening to AFR.
That was also a prophecy relating to college football.
If you that think Bama would win 20 national championships.
Yeah, I think that was a prophecy from back in the Bible times. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and the Pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper, sits across from us. We are professors. I do serve as the dean of this here university. Institution of learning, and that's why we're doing it. If Professor Ed were here, what would he say we're doing, JJ?
He'd say we're trying to make people more smarter and more betterer.
And we've added a more awesomer.
I think
more
that's awesomer.
More smarterer, more betterer.
That's accurate.
More awesomer.
That's more accurater.
Accurater. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
All right, one question this hour unanswered, then I'll add some after the break. What is the most widely eaten fish in the world? What's the most widely eaten fish in the world?
JJ? Oh,
here's what I've got. Who served as president of the United States from 1933 to 1945? Second question, the water moccasin snake is also known as what? And then, what is the capital of South Korea? That's question number three.
My three questions, I've had none answered this hour, but they're not real hard. What was John Wayne's original name? What was John Wayne's real name, I guess you could say, for you baby boomers out there? Number two, how many colors are there in a rainbow? Number three, I don't know, you mean just put this teeth question to the side?
Yes. Yes.
Because
we kind of gave... You gave your answers.
Yeah, I did. All right, I'll introduce a new question then. How about that?
Are you going to, on this other one, are we going to tell the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth when we get this information? Because that's very important. We're not exactly under oath here on this show, but I just think that's very important
to
do.
I agree.
By the way, is there a different kind of fairies for the different kind of teeth? Do you have a molar fairy?
No, it's just your run-of-the-mill general
incisor fairy. Yeah.
I can tell you, as the father of seven children, that dude's gone up on his prizes.
Which branch, I'll introduce a third question then, which branch of mathematics deals with the sides and angles of triangles and their relationship to each other? Yes, somewhere back in time somebody thought this up.
Wait, relationship to each other. You mean if the square tells the triangle and they're all traveling and they're in the back seat, he touched me.
Yes.
He's looking out my window.
Yes, that then you get the study of what? And what's it called?
Yeah, the relationship.
The relationships
between
that they have one with another.
Sure. Especially when they're younger.
Which branch of mathematics deals with the sides and angles of triangles and their relationship to each other? All right, Trivia Friday. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Chris in Georgia. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Chris, thanks for calling, brother. Where are you calling in the Peach State?
The great city of Perry, Georgia.
Perry.
Great.
All right, brother.
Are you a Bulldog?
I am a Bulldog. Actually, Perry's the Panthers, but now you're talking in terms of collegiate?
Yes, collegiate.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm a Bulldog.
Boy, that was such, back to that Bama thing, it was such a close one for you guys.
That's right.
A whisker.
Make it more painful for him, JJ. Him have a bad.
I'd rather not talk about
it. Yeah, I know. JJ brought it up.
My portion to offer in this class is called Insult to Injury. That's the study that we're doing right now.
Chris, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to do both, guys.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I think it's JJ's question concerning the water moccasin.
Yes, sir. Here's the question, Chris. The water moccasin snake is also known as what?
I'm going for the cottonmouth.
You're right.
Cottonmouth.
That's exactly right. Yes. Hey, and those dudes are aggressive. You don't want to play with a cottonmouth.
They're out now, too. They're out and about now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, if you got a minute, I'm going to tell you a quick story, man, and this blew me away.
Tell us.
At the Georgia National Fairgrounds, my family and I, we ran into this guy that was, I guess he caught snakes or whatever, but he was training the public about the venomous snakes or what have you, you know, about which one's harmful, which one's not, what so. So he invited us out, and I'm sitting there in the audience, right? And so he needs someone to come up and volunteer.
Well, guess what? No way.
He calls me out, man, and he had us all, you know, wound up about the cottonmouths, water moccasins, what have you. And so he had me turn around and face the audience. Well, he said that if you're not, if you don't move, then the snake won't bother you, you know, what have you. So I'm standing there, man. He put this snake on my arm, and thing goes to cross up. Woo. And, man, I'm telling you, I fainted up there, dude. Woo. But it was just so corny. Something. It was a harmless snake, but I had no idea what it was.
Because he's talking about, he's talking about cottonmouths the whole time, and then he lays what you think is a cottonmouth on your arm.
That's right.
For me, they're all the same. You know, I don't
garden snake,
huh?
They're all
just
the same.
That slimy feel with
that's it.
Riggers,
man, I'm surprised.
I was perspiring. You know, I was all
And that was supposed to be a happy day for you, right there, Chris. And that fella thought he's, you know, gonna pull
it off. Yeah,
too funny. I'm gonna tell you a quick story. So there are about five of us on the dock. And this water moccasin starts coming across the cove. Well, I happen to be fishing, and I've got a pretty heavy lure. So I'm trying to hit the thing, and it is landing 4 or 5 inches away from it, so enough to scare it off. It gets on top of the water, starts playing in the water, opens its mouth, and is charging toward us, thinking, well, there's only five of y'all. There's only five of y'all on the dock. I think I can take you. And that's when I told myself, I hope I never encounter
another
cottonmouth snake, a water moccasin. Mm. And then it swam under the dock. Mm. And we found other things to do.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, wow. Chris, what's your question for us?
All right, I'm going to try, let's see, this is in relation to plants. So what kind of bulbs were once exchanged as a currency?
Tulips.
There you go. Y'all heard that before?
Wow. That's our dean that just answered that confidently.
Yeah, that goes back to, I don't know, the British Isles or something. Tulip was used as a currency, and it was kind of like funny money or something. I don't know.
That's good, though. Hey, yeah. he got it right, Chris.
Yeah, he got it.
That's awesome. Hey, buddy, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Chris. Calling from the great state of Georgia. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Now Devin is on with us from Texas. Hi, Devin. Devin, you there? Going once. Devin, you there? All right, Devin isn't there.
All right.
Next up.
We'll go to North Carolina and talk to Linda. Hey, Linda, you're on Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Linda, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. What part of North Carolina you listen to AFR?
Fayetteville.
Okay, a lot of great
good area
to that station.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, Linda, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer.
Which question you want to answer?
I want to answer the one, what was John Wayne's real name?
What was John Wayne's real name, Linda?
Was it Marvin Robert Morrison?
Yes, it was. Yes, I have
Marion
Morrison.
Marion,
yeah.
Okay.
You're right there in the ballpark.
When he auditioned for his first part and he got, started to be a star, I guess they figured we're not going to be able to sell any tickets for Marion.
Marion Morrison.
Not tough guy cowboy. That ain't going to work.
Tongue twister.
Marion. I'm sorry. I'm offending Marions out there, but I mean, I think they understand what
John happened. Wayne clicked.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
John Wayne was
good job, name. Linda. Way to go, Pilgrim.
Thank you.
Lady Pilgrim.
John Wayne was known for Westerns. That was basically his career. But did he do anything else?
He did. He did a couple of war movies.
Did he?
But I'm with you on those Westerns. All the True Grit, all the Westerns where he's just bad to the bone.
True Grit, wasn't that with Glenn Campbell in that? Wasn't he in that?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was his only movie, I think. Anyway, Linda, you are absolutely correct. It was Marion Morrison. That was John Wayne's name.
And we graded a little bit on a curve for Linda, but it's Friday, and she's sweet.
Linda, did you have a question?
No, she said she didn't have one for us.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, Linda.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great weekend, Linda. Thanks for calling from North Carolina. When we get back, we'll go to Coyote. Coyote in Tennessee. And David in Mississippi. Jim's in Mississippi. Devin's in North Carolina. And
Nyla
is calling from the Buckeye State, and we'll go to Nyla's call as well. We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.